Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
Same shit, different week.
Here we are. I'm watching Impact for the first time in months, but only because ELP is going to be on Impact. Yes. Which I don't know if I've missed it or not. According to Twitter, I haven't, so. Yay.
That's good.
It is good. Anyway, I mean, we'll see how it goes. But like, as soon as I see Blow Mega, you're probably going to get a rant. One of many rants I feel like we're having today.
Oh, yeah. What do you want to rant about?
Eva Marie. What the fuck?
You know what I don't understand? Like, judging from like what she said in that package, I feel like she's coming back as a manager.
I just don't want her back.
Because she was like, I want to help guide other people to follow their dreams and all this stuff. I'm like, but that would be better than trying to let her wrestle.
I just don't want her there.
I don't either, but at least like, I kind of, maybe I'm like grasping at straws, but I was like, maybe.
She makes a fucking mockery of it. Like, even as a manager, I think it's going to be all about her and she's going to be a fucking mockery.
It's possible.
Yes. Ow, sorry. I'm trying to move. Okay.
But it's so much like the Emma Lena
commercial. Yes. It's like exactly the same thing. It's like, hey, remember those Emma Lena commercials? Let's just do it again. Oh, and remember the Liv Morgan bathtub? Let's do it again.
It's more like the Emma Lena, though.
Well, yeah, but I feel like it's a kind of a crossover. Because remember in the bathtub when they were like, oh, look at her. She's divine. She's, I don't know what other words they used, but they were, yeah. And I was like, and then they made her like that she maybe slept with Lana, which we never got closure on that one.
No.
Like, I'm still wondering.
They could have capitalized on that.
Yeah, like, you still got me going. Did they? Like,
they slept together and went to Disney.
Did they fuck?
Remember they posted the
Yes, they went to Disney. And I'm like, okay. But did, like, what? I want details. Like, and then, like, at that point, then Rusev said he's ready to love everybody. He's going to love guys and then he's going to love girls. And I'm like, okay, now Rusev's bi? Like,
it's a strange time.
It was, but I'm still invested. Like, I never got closure. Like, I want details. I want to know, like, where did you meet at a bar and then like decide, hey, let's go do it? Did you get drunk and have sex? Like, how did this work?
It's very strange.
It's very strange, but I think about it because I'm like, I want to know. And then also, is Rusev bi now? Like, is that what this is? Like, is it, was it a figure of expression? Like, yeah, no. The only person who came out of that with anything was Bobby Lashley.
That's true. He had to wait a while.
He had to wait a while, but it happened. And even now, I'm sorry, but he's boring. And Drew came out with a book, guys.
But Drew's kind of boring right now, too.
Drew is kind of boring, but he's doing the audiobook. So I'm kind of like, I'm buying the audiobook. I mean, who wouldn't buy the audiobook? They had video of him recording the audiobook today. And I was like, You mean I could listen to him talk for hours? I'd be like, and then what happened? But yeah, he's got a book now, and I feel like not a lot of people are talking about it.
He seems kind of young to have a book about his life.
Well, I mean, he's kind of been through it. But like, I want like the real tea though, because I feel like this book is like highly
censored.
Like, it's not like he could say Vince is a dirty bastard. So like, I want the real tea. Want the real tea. Like, I'm sorry, I want the drama.
Well, you'll have to wait a while for that.
Well, obviously. Let me tell you though, if you're into drama, The Dark Side of the Ring of Brian Pillman is on tonight. And they play, because it's a two-parter, so they put part one up on YouTube. My fucking God, is that drama. Spoiler alert, if you don't know the story of Brian Pillman, you're going to watch tonight, like, la la la. So Brian Pillman met this girl at a bar, and they like got together, they're dating, and everything's happy-go-lucky. Well, this girl gets pregnant after like a year and a half. They got pregnant. And they're like overjoyed. They're like, oh, we're having a baby. Yeah, that's great. Then while she's pregnant, she finds out that Brian cheated on her while they were happy-go-lucky, and he's got another kid.
Oh, wow.
So when her daughter is born, his daughter turns like one. They're like 1 year apart.
Secret kid
is one. New kid with the girlfriend is newborn. So like, you know, the woman stayed with him. She was like, sure, why not? Well, you know what? We'll make it work. And you know what? She made it work. She was nice to the kid. She like, you know, included that kid. They made a big old happy family, right? So then like 2 years later, Brian signs a WCW and he's like, babe, I have to split time between here and Georgia. Well, guess what he does while he's down in Georgia half the time?
It's another girl pregnant.
Oh, he's fucking around with everybody. He's got another girlfriend in Georgia. So he's got two homes and there's girls in each home. And the girl in his Atlanta home is a stripper. And he decides, fuck it, I'm going to move to Atlanta full time and be with my stripper girlfriend who is now pregnant.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. So he's like, I'm going to go live with my stripper girlfriend. So he like dumps like the real one in this story. He dumps her with the kid. Now, mind you, he's got two kids with one on the way, which is Brian Pillman Jr. Well, the stripper has two kids that he becomes insta dad to. He's instant dad. So now there's five kids involved. And, you know, co-parenting's not going great. So he decides, I'm going to take baby two from baby mom number two. He's like, I'm just going to get full custody. So they say that this bitch is insane and that she's on drugs and all this. So they decide, okay, well, we're going to give him like 50-50 custody, right? So he just keeps the kid. Like, he doesn't give her back.
Wow.
So the mom comes to Georgia and is like, tries to go see her kid obviously. So, like, she pulls up. She figures out the address and all this shit. She pulls up, and the kid runs over. She's like, Mom! And is, like, hugging her and shit. The stripper calls CPS and says, and the police, and says that the mom is trying to kidnap her kid. Yes. Yes. Oh, it gets better. So then, because of that, they get full custody of this kid.
Wow.
Yes. And they're, Brian and the stripper are on drugs. And one, like, this, the whole taking of the custody and the kidnapping shit causes baby mama number two to go into a deep depression and realize that she's bipolar. And she becomes suicidal at that point. And she calls her baby daddy and is just like, I need to see my kid. Well, guess who answers the phone?
Stripper.
The stripper! Because Brian's not home. Brian's on the road with WCW. And the stripper answers. And the stripper's like, you're a terrible fucking mother. And your own mother thinks you're a piece of shit. And you're horrible. And you should just go kill yourself. So guess what baby mama number two does?
Kills herself.
She kills herself. Shoots herself in the head.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. So now the kid is fucking traumatized. Obviously. And the stripper goes, now you can call me mommy. But Brian, on the other hand, is all like, my God, like, I feel guilty. Like, we fucking did this. We shouldn't have, like, done this shit to her. Like, what the fuck were we thinking? Kind of a thing. So fast forward, Brian Pillman has a heart attack, kills over. The stripper is on, like, heavy duty fucking drugs now. She's on, like, crack and meth and shit. And she spends every bit of his money. And those kids are fucking starving at this point. And Vince McMahon finds out and he goes, you know what? I'm going to try to help her out. We're going to try to help her out. So they start giving her money. They're giving her money. Like, every month she gets a check from the WWE. Every month. This bitch, she buys a double wide, which I'm like, okay, kid's got a roof now. Right? And she fucking, like, snorts the rest. Yes. And then Brian said when he moved out, the reason was she used the last check because they all found out what the fuck she was doing. They all found out that she was spending that money on other shit. Guess what she spent the last check on? No, it wasn't anything for her kids. It wasn't anything like that. She bought her new boyfriend a truck and then her new boyfriend took off with said truck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then guess who was on this thing? The stripper. And guess what she's saying? She's like, you know, looking back, I don't know why I took her kid away. And she's out of it. Like, you can tell she's like tweaking out on the TV. And I'm like, I'm like, this is drama.
This is must see TV.
Like, I knew this story, but just seeing the players. Just seeing the players. I am.
Oh, does invested. Junior talk to his mother?
Not that I know of. Hmm. Neither do the baby number two says, because all three kids are actually really close. The kids are all close now. So the kids all have a great relationship. All three of them think that the stripper is fucking Satan. Huh. They think she is Satan. Huh. So, and she's all like tweaking out during the interview. It reminds me of my mom's stepsister. But, you know, yeah. Huh. Not saying she's a tweaker. But, you know, if it quacks like a duck.
If it tweaks like a tweaker.
If it tweaks like a duck, it's a duck. But yeah, like, must see TV. Like, let me tell you, I was I saw the first hour and I was like, and then what? Like, and I know the story, but like, just seeing the people involved, God, and he had all those kids.
Interesting.
That's crazy. I'm like, my God, I have so many kids.
How do you have secret babies? What I want to know.
They're having secret babies everywhere. Secret babies everywhere. Like, seriously.
I would be a nervous wreck. Like, if I was trying to keep that a secret, like, I would be like.
Like, at that point, you're just like, one false move. I'm going to slip that I have.
A baby.
A baby. An actual person out there that I helped create. While my girlfriend's pregnant. Yeah. 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 I don't know how you would go about that. I feel like that's something you might want to discuss. Also, Johnny Swinger's wearing leopard print Zubas, and I want a pair. They look
good. Zebra. I want zebra ones.
Oh my god, we should get Zubas and just wear them.
Mm-hmm.
We should. Now, guys, last week I said I kind of put it out there for the Mojo thing. I'm still putting it out there. You know, you should. I think if he heard it from Jen, we'd have a better shot.
I don't think so. I don't think he knows that we're alive anymore.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Until he saw us, then he'd be like, oh, hey. I'd be like, hey, question. Listen, we can drink and shit. That's cool. But like, I have a question first. Sober minds need to ask. We could get totally drunk after, but like, questions. But yeah, so I don't know, guys. Maybe we keep putting it out there. Who knows?
Should I tweet? Let me tweet from the podcast.
Do it. I mean, maybe he can't answer us until a certain date.
That's true.
Maybe, like, the closer we get. God, I love those leopard print Zubas. God, those are badass. Does he have a matching coat? There is a, is that a matching leopard? My God. Anyway. Yeah, maybe like the closer we get to the day, we could just be like, hey, I know that you're, oh, like, I'm not trying to contract you for anything, but like, come on our show and let's talk about being Mojo. Mm-hmm. That's the title, Being Mojo. And we will live vicariously through you as we are kind of grounded right now. Our partying is on a minimum.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. James Storm's wearing an I'm a Dave LaGreca guy shirt on Impact. Good for Dave. I'm going to have to tweet him. But anyway, guys. Raw this week. Once again, RK-Bro.
Sorry, I'm composing my tweet. Go on.
He's composing a tweet. RK-Bro was the only real thing.
I wonder how long they thought about RK-Bro, though, before it.
I don't know. Like, part of me thinks maybe they just, like, did it. Like, it was just like, hey. But I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. That would be a good question. I hope somebody does eventually ask that question. But I don't know. I mean, I would. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. But I'm interested to see where this goes. Like, are we going to make this, like, are they going to beat Almost and AJ?
Oh, maybe.
I mean, maybe. Also, can Randy Orton RKO a guy who's like over 7 foot tall? Like,
I would be interested to see it. You have to jump off of something.
I'm kind of like, how does that work?
He could do it.
I mean, he could, but like, how? You know what I mean?
True.
Oh my God. Who knows?
I do like AJ and him, though. I do like them.
Yeah, I mean, they're the only part of Raw that was entertaining. Everything else was just garbage. And like, fucking Eva Marie. I'm gonna go back to that shit because I am not done. Why the fuck is she back? Like, why are you here? You don't go here. Nobody invited you. You don't go to the Chinese. We're not good Judy's. We don't go to the Chinese buffet. Like, no.
I mean, I guess Vince is a fan.
He's a fan of her tatas. Like, fuck. Again, this goes. And you know what? The first thing I thought of was when she like did her thing looking like whatever the fuck she looked like. I was like, this goes back to the conversation we had last week of, there's all these women who are gorgeous. They're gorgeous women. Where's the fucking hot men? Where's the men? There's no hot men. It's like a fucking Sahara Desert of men.
Of the lack of men.
Yeah.
It's like out in the Wild West when you see the tumbleweeds.
Yeah, the tumbleweeds going down the road. There ain't nothing here. There's no Bray. There's no Baron. There's Alistair's reading a book about like dragons and shit. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Drew, I don't know what Drew's doing. It's almost like Drew like is losing his luster. And yeah. I never thought that would happen. You know what? Is it because they're annoying now? Like, they're getting all of the men who look really fucking good, but then make them really fucking annoying.
I could be.
I think so. And the only guy who could pull it off is Baron, and he's not on TV. Where's Baron? I don't see Baron. Where is he? Do you see Baron? Because I don't see Baron.
Nope, he's home cooking all the time.
He's home cooking. He needs to just have a cooking show at this point. Also, that tomatillo salsa he made yesterday looked delicious.
I'm sure he would like to have a cooking show.
He would. Okay, there's our old good brothers. Gallows is somehow wearing a leather fedora now. again, they make hot men and make them annoying. Remember when we were like, wow, Carl's daddy? Now I'm like, Carl, you're fucking... Oh, God, Kenny Omega's on my TV. He's wearing a V... What the fuck are you wearing? I thought you're supposed to have a little more pizzazz.
What is it?
He's wearing a white V-neck shirt and these patched up jeans. And the bottom, they cuff at the ankle.
Mm.
They cuff, like, not like a cute cuff, but like a elastic cuff, like they do on toddlers' pants. And he's just walking out like, hey, guys, Kenny's here. And Gallows is like way too tan now. Like way too fucking tan. What did you do? What are you doing? And Carl, what happened to your abs? No offense, not body shaming, because let me tell you, I'm a thick girl. But what happened?
He's been busy, I guess.
He's busy, I guess. I guess. Like, Gallows, that looks like a Jersey Shore tan.
Uh-oh.
Like... And Juice Robinson is dressed as a clown. He's not sexy, but he's dressed as a clown. I'm going to go off. He's in a glittery vest with glittery pants. And David Finley has matching glittery pants.
Hmm.
What the fuck am I watching?
Trash, it sounds like.
Trash. Yeah. Can we just get to ELP? And Eddie Edwards. Eddie Edwards is still an attractive man, but then his wife sits next to him, and I'm like, I can't tell him he's hot with his wife next to him.
Who's his wife?
Alicia.
Oh.
Yes. And I'm like, well, I don't look like Alicia, so I don't got a chance. I'm like, well, all right then. Well, fuck me, I guess. So now what? There is a drought of a hot men, and the only man who is sexy enough to save it actually won a belt this week. Mr. Jay White. Mr. Jay White, the only man. He's the tumbleweed. He's the only tumbleweed out there. And he's out here looking like a snack, and he's now the never open weight champion.
Ah.
Yeah. I'm like, so one. Got it. Yeah. And you know what? I bet there's going to be some man out there who's like, you can't sit there and objectify. I'm not objectifying anybody. I'm not saying anything about their physical abilities. Right?
That's true.
I'm not saying that they're bad wrestlers. I'm just saying, where are the hot men? I am in a drought right now. I need something. I need eye candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now Falcon and Winter Soldier is over. So there goes Sebastian Stan. Can't look at him anymore.
He's a nice guy. Yeah. I told you how I met him in a gay bar.
Have you seen him in some of his less than clothed scenes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw him in a gay bar, though. That was interesting. He was with his girlfriend. But
I mean, yeah, but
I got a picture with him. I don't know where it is, but I did.
I'm just going to say. Yeah, I don't care. I'll stare at him. I'll just stare at him.
His girlfriend was with him. She was not nice. He was nice, though.
Good. I'm still just very distracted about Juice's pants. And Gallo's tan is really bothering me. Like, you're not supposed to tan your tattoos that much, buddy. And if that's a fake tan, then you need to switch because you're looking a little orange. He's looking orange. And guess what, Carl? I don't think Carl's tanning much. Is Gallows using all of Carl's self-tanner and now he's out? Like, is that where we're going with this?
Could be.
I don't know. But, like, what happened to you? Like, you get with Kenny Omega and look at you guys. What happened?
Is everything good now with the wife, though? Is that part of
it? I don't know. I mean, I think they're still together. They're acting like it's still together. And, like, here's the thing is the girl that I thought it was, she's, like, nowhere to be found. So I'm like, I'm pretty sure I was right who it was.
Interesting.
Like, she's nowhere. Like, she's nowhere around them anymore. And if you guys followed the Gallows and Anderson projects, you would know who I'm talking about.
Huh.
She's nowhere to be found.
Interesting.
So, I mean, I'm not saying she was the one, but I mean, the timing is kind of weird that she disappears after all that shit goes down. Just very strange timing. I mean, Carl looks all right from the side. Like, he still looks like Carl. Gallows, you need to cut your beard. What are you doing? Oh my God. These fucking men. Like, they're like the male versions of us who would just be like, hey, fuck it. Let's just, like, get tan and get jacked. Why not? Except we're over here, like, let's just eat some ice cream and cry about our feelings because we have serious issues.
Yep.
Yeah. Because, you know, we deal with our issues head on instead of cheating on significant others.
Yeah. I don't know if I deal with my issues head on, but.
Well, sideswiped. I'm like, there's my issue. Keep driving, though. Just like, there it is. And just keep going.
We admit to them.
We admit we have issues. Like, I'm like, PTSD. Oh, hey, bro. What's up? Depression? Hey, too sweet me, bro. Yeah. I'm like, feeling inadequate? Hey.
Yep. Self-esteem and all.
Self-esteem. Hi. What's up? Body image issues even more. Yeah.
Body dysmorphia.
Oh, yeah. The other day I looked in the mirror. I was like, bitch, you look pregnant. And my mom's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, bitch is pregnant. I look pregnant and I'm not pregnant. Unless I am the new fucking Mary, mother of Jesus, I'm not pregnant. So I'm just fat.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm just fat. Just, yeah. Let's just admit it. And now with the rumors that SummerSlam could be coming to Phoenix, I still have not started my diet. So you know what that means?
What?
3 weeks before SummerSlam, I will not be eating anymore.
Oh, good Lord.
I will be on my liquid diet.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I need to look good.
There's nothing wrong with someone may not be there.
Well, I need to look good. Remember the last time I was like, I don't care. And guess who I saw? So you know what? Bitch, I got to look good either way now. Because knowing me, if I say I don't care, it's going to happen.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Either that or this is some divine fucking bullshit thing. That like, it's going to be 5 years. Just like four, actually. It'll be four. It'll be four. I think four. Three and a half. Be three and a half. I don't know.
A long time.
It's a long fucking time, guys. And I'm over here being a real one. So, you know, I'm just over here like, wow. Lack of hot men on TV, too. What am I supposed to do in the meantime?
No distractions.
No distractions at all. I mean, Jay White, and he can only do so much. Poor Jay, he's out here trying to pull the whole, both of our trains by himself. The guy deserves a fucking medal at this point. Because mm-hmm. there ain't no Baron. Alistair's just kind of like at the back going, uh-huh, yeah, cool. Poor Adam Cole. Where's Adam Cole other than being Adam Cole? I mean, I guess Finn Balor's there. He just came back, though. He just came back. Like, so maybe Jay has one other person trying to pull both trains, but it's not going so well. It's
difficult.
It's difficult.
Oh, I see Juice's outfit. Wow.
Yeah. You see what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. It's a thing. Oh, guess what? Gallows won.
Hmm.
And there's Carl being Carl. Yeah, Carl, okay, Gallows and Anderson, if you ever somehow hear this,
ever,
I have a little piece of advice, a little snippet from two good sisters who, you know, are like you. Oh, there's Eddie Edwards. Yes, finally. Oh, now Kenny's beating the shit out. Anyway, you need to get away from Kenny because. Go with me on this one. If you're trying to corner the hot dude market, it's not working with Kenny by your side. Because Gallows, what the fuck kind of tan is that? Did you not exfoliate before? Do you not know how to exfoliate before your tan? Do you need help? And also, Carl, what the fuck happened? Also, give me the drama because I want to know the drama. So, yeah.
Maybe that's why. Maybe he's going to make himself look less attractive.
By standing next to Kenny Omega? Yeah, it's working. It's working. He's wearing... Kenny Omega's got some, like, fucking toddler pants on. Mm. I wonder if they're adjustable. Like, do they have the elastic where it, like, adjusts? Like, oh, baby's growing. Gotta make it adjustable. Like, they cuff at the bottom. That's toddler pants. Where'd you buy them? Carter's? Did you go to Carter's or Arshgosh? Gosh, to get those pants. Also, the V-neck. Do they have that in men's sizes?
Do they have, like, Daddy and Me outfits?
Yeah. Did you go get Daddy and Me outfits, but there's no Daddy? Just you? Just you? Got it. Just you. All right. Speaking of somebody connected to Kenny Omega, Okada has COVID.
Hmm.
And so does Yo. And Sho's still gone. So now Rocky, I don't know what Rocky's doing. Even if he's there, but you know that happens. Yeah, they had to pull the whole six-man match, and I was concerned because Suzuki was in that match, and he is an older gentleman who's been through a lot.
Good point.
It turns out, I guess he's okay. I'm not gonna say anything, but again, it kind of makes me happy that a lot of the Bullet Club guys are here and not there. other than Jay. Jay's over there being Jay. Also, Tama. Tama no longer has the Iron Fist. He lost. But now everybody says it just looks like an oven mitt. So, as you can tell, there is a drought in wrestling. Also, can I just say, Tama, you used to be in the Hot Men That We Could Look At club, but then you shaved your beard and your head.
Oh, you don't like him without the beard?
No, he looks like he's 5. I'm like, dude, you're supposed to look like, I don't know, like, you just look like you're 5. I don't like it, okay? I don't like it. So I'm just sitting here just kind of like, who do we have? Who do we have? Anybody? Does anybody know? I feel like we're standing in a cave and we're like, hello, hello, hello. And there's nobody there. And why is Ric Flair in the Car Shield commercials? How much did they pay him for that? Does anybody know? Like, I never thought I'd see the day where Ric Flair is shilling what could be a scam. But here we are. Here we are, guys. I don't even remember what happened on Raw. Do you remember?
No. I watched part of it, though.
I did watch all of it, and I still don't remember. There was a funny line from NXT last night, though, because Johnny Gargano came into the room where Cross and Scarlett were, and he brought Austin Theory with him. And Austin Theory was like, are those real? Wow, they're really big. And everybody's like, oh, my God, he's talking about her boobs. And he goes, your nails, are they real? And I was like, you know what they say, if you're not wearing nails, you're not doing drag.
That's true.
Yeah, it's true. Like, I'm not wearing nails, so I'm not doing drag. But yeah, that was a funny moment. Finn's back. Peter Dune. What, again, another guy who let it slip.
There's my stove. Keep talking. Oh. I'll be right back.
Okay. We'll talk about Peter Dune, too, when you come back, because I'm sure you have opinions.
Okay.
Mr. Peter. Anyway, he kind of let it slip. But let me tell you, he is now going to be in that title picture, which he probably should have been there the whole time. Let's be real, because we all know how good Pete Dunne is. Pete Dunne is amazing. And part of me thought he was going to get called up. But then again, I thought everybody was going to get called up. But yeah, Pete is another guy who I never got the attraction. I wasn't. Yeah. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. Jen loves Peter. Peter Dunne. So, you know, we'll get her opinion on it when she comes back. But, you know, we got Adam and Finn. And also Kyle O'Reilly looking like a greaser. Kind of looks like a greaser. From like the Outsiders, with his outfit. I don't know where he's going with this, but part of me kind of feels like Kyle O'Reilly is going to be maybe the next champion.
Could be.
I don't know. But I was talking about Peter Dunne and how he fits in on our the tumbleweeds of Hot.
That's Day. True. He does. He's done some work. He's put in some effort. Yep.
He's put in some effort. It's just like, I don't know what they're trying to do here. I don't get it. Like, why are you? I don't get it. Like, what's happening? Did the men let themselves go? Like, I mean, I let myself go, but did the men let themselves go? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Right? Like,
I don't know. I think everybody's just complacent currently.
Yeah, which again, I get it because I'm totally complacent. I mean, look at me. I'm like, if they announce SummerSlam, like, no more complacency. Well, not going to be complacent anymore. You know, somehow I'll have to not be complacent. we'll see if that happens.
Yeah, it goes.
But like, maybe it's lack of motivation. Like,
could be.
I don't know. Oh, here's ELP. He's attractive, at least.
Yeah, he's cute.
He's cute. Like, not my type, but he's cute. He's a nice guy. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. I feel like there's just a drought.
Yeah. We need some topics to talk about next week.
Yeah. And nobody wants to give us any topics.
No.
Nobody wants to give us topics.
I was telling Nikki earlier, like, I think we should start calling this, like, a more random podcast because, quite frankly, wrestling is getting so depressing.
Yeah. I mean, guys, we could go into shit. Like, I would do a Duggar episode. Mm. Cult/Duggar/ the shit that's gone down with Josh Duggar, because I'm all about this shit.
That would be good.
Yeah. Let me tell you, we're not going to go into exactly what he looked at, though, because I looked up the records. Doesn't show the photos.
I read there was like a baby one and two little girls.
The records tells you what they were doing to the baby.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I don't want to read that.
No. I walked away from the internet after. I was like, I'm gonna go to the store and clear my mind. Like, it is the most depraved shit. I've heard some depraved fucking shit. Like, I am not squeamish at all when it comes to that, like, you know, when it comes to crimes and, like, murder and beheadings
The guy over it said it's in the top five worst ones he's ever seen.
Yeah, that guy had to see the photos of what I've read, and that poor guy needs some fucking therapy. Because I just read, like, the summary of what is in there. Like, just the summary that's like, hey, this is what's on there. And it just tells you, like, bullet points of, like, hey, this is kind of what you're going to see in there. I threw up in my mouth. And, Jen, you know that I could watch, like, Nicole Brown Simpson's.
Yeah, but that's different than fucking babies. I mean.
Yeah. And the worst part is the baby was almost just the tip of the iceberg of the other shit. Yeah, just this is the tamest thing I could say about it. He had children dig their own graves before he raped them and possibly murdered them.
Wait. He did. Yep. He actually raped children. I thought he was the porn on his
No, kid. That's Josh Duggar. That's what he watched the guy do to them.
Oh, okay.
Is make them dig their own graves and
good
then,
God.
Yeah, that's the nicest way I could say what I read.
Wow.
And I was like, ugh. Like, I could read the Chris Watts shit, and this was like. Like, I viscerally almost threw up. I was like, no. Like, and I've read some fucked up shit about cults. Like, I've read shit about Waco and what they did inside the Branch Davidians. And this was like, no. Like, I had to take a break. I was like, I'm going to go watch a Disney movie or something. I need something not what I just read.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, I know a lot about it, like the trial and shit, because I've been watching all of it, but like, oh my God. Like, part of me is like, I think I need to call my therapist after what I just read. Like, it makes you, like, my brother's wife read just a snippet of it and was like, this is why I'm not having kids. Hmm. Like, that there's these people. And the thing that gets me, I think this is what gets me. It's like, yeah, there's some depraved fucking people in this world. Mm-hmm. There's depraved fucking people in this world. But like, the fact that there's people out there that walk among us, that watch this and get off on it, and they still walk among us, like, honestly, the thing that popped Josh Duggar wasn't that file. It was actually another file with the two, the 7 to 9 year old, the 2 7 to 9 year old kids. That's the one that popped him. It wasn't. They didn't know about that other one until they were looking at his computer and saw that. So there could be people out there who watch this and then go to their jobs and go to the same grocery stores as you and walk among us. That's the thing that gets me.
That's true.
Like, there's some depraved fucking people. There's sick fucking people in this world. But like, oh, ELP1. Good for him. But that's the thing that got me, was like, there's these fucking people that walk among us.
Just so like, yeah, if you want us to talk about stuff like this.
Yeah, I mean, we could do a whole true crime podcast deal. If you want to talk about cults, we can talk about cults too, because y'all know I'm all about cults. I fucking love cults. I don't know why. They're so fucking weird to me. I think it's mind control.
Yeah.
I'm like, one, how do you do it? Like, not that I'm going to do it, but how? How do you do it?
How is it possible?
Like, how is it possible that you can control someone's mind? Not saying I'm going to do it, but I just want to know how it's done.
It's fascinating.
It's truly fascinating. Like, how does that happen? Also, like, Christianity cults, they're out there, guys. Which is funny, because I had to, like, my grandma's uber Christian. She's uber Christian. And she didn't realize that there's Christianity cults. Now let me go into this, because people are like, oh my God, you're bashing all Christians. No. There is a very, very, very big difference of like people who go to church two days a week and do Bible study and all that. There's a very big difference than what these people do. Because a lot, majority of like Christian cults believe in the Quiverful movement. And what that is no birth control at all. And you're going to repopulate the earth with Christian cult members. So if enough people join the cult and keep breeding and breeding and breeding, eventually what's going to happen?
Everybody's going to be a cult member.
Everybody's going to be a cult member. So the Quiverful movement is definitely a cult. There's a lot of different Christianity cults that subscribe to that. So the Duggars are one of them. They're ATI-IBLP, which is Fundamentalist Baptist. Mm. And the guy like who runs their cult leader has been suspected of sexually assaulting 23 young girls. So go with that, would you will. Also, I've been watching a lot of David Koresh documentaries lately, too.
I'm going to have to go say my
The guy wanted 21 kids.
Oh.
With minors. Yeah. That's a theme. And like all of these I'm realizing is like, there's a lot of pedophilia going on. Like if you watch a lot of these, there's a lot going on. So I was like, oh.
Maybe we should put up a poll.
Yes. Do you want to hear us talk about crime and a little bit of wrestling?
Let's see.
Or do you want to hear us just talk about bullshit? Because we can talk about bullshit.
I'm going to put different.
Here's the thing, though, guys, is like the crime one, we're going to put a massive trigger warning because this, again, the Josh Duggar stuff. And I'm not even going to go into like the details that I read, because that's on Reddit. If you want to go look it up, you can go look it up. It's there. Like, it's out there. It's there. Like, you don't really have to look. You don't have to have a password to find this information. But, yeah, it's disgusting.
Okay, so we can put Duggar family.
Oh, I'll go in. And
then, what other? Cults?
Cults. True crime. Or anything. We'll talk about anything, guys. Other than our sex lives, because nothing's changed. We can talk about wrestling husbands, which none of them are on TV.
Duggar family, cults, true crime. What else? Another topic.
I was going to say other and have people just put what they want. because I feel like our, I mean, we're kind of gonna, we're making the decision that our podcast is, it's still wrestling. We still watch wrestling. We still love wrestling. Obviously, like, you know, we still really like it.
How about pop?
Pop culture.
Pop culture. Yeah.
Oh my God, we could talk. You know what we could talk about? If we do pop culture. What? James Churros.
Yeah.
James Churros.
Okay. I'll put it out there. We'll see. It's a poll. Go vote.
Yeah, go vote. Tell us what you want to hear. At QOTR Podcast on Twitter. But yeah, I mean, we're still going to talk about wrestling, obviously. Because that's why we're here. Again. And I think once we can start going to live events again,
that will help
a lot, because right now, like, I feel like I haven't heard Baron Corbin's theme live since forever. And the sad thing is,
any theme live, and
guess what I said too, that was the last theme I heard live was Baron's. And guess what I said? I was like, I wish Jen was here so we could sing it.
And how long ago has that been?
Forever. And that was like four or five before the last four, before SmackDown went to the PC. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what are we doing? Listen, I get it, but like, I'm vaccinated now. I'm fully vaccinated.
Me too.
So like, what the fuck are we doing? Let's do this. Girl needs to see some wrestling. Help me. Please. Vince McMahon, if you somehow hear this, one, get some more hot men. Second, just do a live show in Phoenix and Jen will fly out and then we'll just do
or Atlanta.
Take or Atlanta. Time. I'll fly to Atlanta. Like, don't toy with me, Vince. God, they're like, the match will be The Fiend versus Baron Corbin. I'll be like, yes, let's go. We'll be the only ones there. We'll be the only ones. And we'll be like, this is the best thing ever. Oh, my God. God, if that happened. My God. My heart. I'd be like, great. All right. Cool. Let's go. Let's go, guys. The train's a going again. So far, this train is, I wouldn't say derailed. I'd say it's stuck at the station. I was going to say derailed would be like if they came out and said, the following releases are Baron Corbin, Bray Wyatt, Adam Cole, Finn Balor, AJ Styles. Who else did we think was hot?
Mojo.
Well, Mojo was released.
Yeah.
Mojo's already gone, honey.
Oh, we're talking about people still there that have
changed. We're talking people still there. I feel like I've covered
Shane. He's not on TV now.
He's not on TV now. Well, nobody is, but
you used to think Braun was attractive, but that's
not anymore. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, what was I thinking? Did you not tell me I was dumb? You know what? I think it was the beard.
Probably.
I saw him and I was having Bray withdrawals and I was like, well, he's got a beard. It'll work. It'll work. It'll work. We'll make it work, guys. We'll just put a bag on his head. It's fine.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's the beard. It blinded me. I have a thing for bearded men. What can I say? Think y'all have realized this already.
Oh, goodness.
Right? I think they've all realized this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a thing. And then I realize, I'm like, bitch, he's got nipple piercings. You don't like that. And I'm like, right. Duh. And he's kind of an idiot. And I'm like, duh. You can't do all the talking. Because he tried to do all the talking.
That's true.
Yes. And then I'd say something totally cryptic. And he'd be like, what are you talking about? And I'd be like, okay, well, we're done. If you can't handle me at my cryptic, then I don't know. I don't tell y'all.
I feel like we should just do a Josh Duggar episode, even if it's like a Patreon. We'll set up our Patreon finally, and we'll do that, and everybody can hear about me talking about shit that I know a lot about. And people are like, oh, you'll be obsessed. And I'm like, I'm not obsessed. I'm very interested. Very interested. I know a lot of details, just put it that way. But yeah, also like John Moxley, he's kind of let himself go.
That's true.
He's let himself go. I mean, again,
Morrison.
What is wrong with his hair? It's his hair. Mm-hmm. The Miz, even.
Miz looks all right.
He's attractive, but the personality. It's the personality. Like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? Do you need help, sir? First off, sir, this is Wendy's. And second off, sir, do you need help? AJ, I don't know what's going on with AJ.
He's got to cut the hair.
He's got to cut the hair for one. And two, what the fuck is going on? Because he's not even AJ Styles anymore. He's just like a shell of AJ Styles. Mm. Also, if somehow Bray Wyatt hears about this, Christian Colts! Colts!
Oh man, I mean, I've got to go eat dinner.
I'm just saying, he came back with the whole "I've been reborn." Like, Christian Colts.
Maybe that's what he's hinting at. You don't know.
Christian Colts.
So go vote in our poll.
Go vote and tell us what you want to hear about. And even if you vote no on the Duggars, I may do it anyway because I think Jen and I could really hash out some of these people's problems. Hmm.
Probably. I need to do some more research, but probably.
Oh, I'll give you all the details, honey. I'll give you. Because here's the thing is you can't just go to any site because you know the Duggars totally control their narrative. Mm-hmm. So, again, you know, speaking of controlling your narrative, you know, we never thought he was hot, but EC3 let himself go as well. Mm. You know who's hot, though?
And Jay.
He follows me on Twitter. You know who follows me on Twitter and he's hot? Mm. Benny Marcellia. But guess what? He's married. But he's hot and he follows me on Twitter and he liked Dean's picture on his gotcha day, so you know what?
Aw,
there's that. But who watches Ring of Honor? Nobody watches Ring of Honor. Brody King's still hot, but ever since I found out his wife's possibly an anti-vaxxer, I've been like, I don't know if I could do that. Like, I don't want my kids to get like measles, mumps, and rubella. Like, no, like polio was eradicated for a reason. Just saying. So I don't know, there's kind of a drought. And then once you hear about some of these people's beliefs, you can't, like, at Braun, perfect example, once you hear about these people's beliefs, you're just like, I don't want to judge, but like, I don't think I could do that.
True.
Yeah, maybe that's the you know what? Oh my God. Epiphany. Maybe now that kayfabe is really dead, maybe that's why nobody's hot.
Could be.
We know too much about them. Maybe they just need to know, not objectifying, but maybe they just need to shut up and look hot. Because you know what? We can say that because men say that.
That's true.
We can say that. Because hashtag feminism, which is a choice. Yes. Anyway, guys, vote in our poll. I'm going to retweet it once we're done here. Also, we're going to keep working on Mojo, maybe. I mean, that's like our dream guest. Like, he is literally, like, even a year ago, we were like, oh my God, if we could get Mojo. Like, we were like, yes, we need to get Mojo. If it ever happened. Like, if that ever, I mean, Bray's obviously the pinnacle, but that'll never happen. Mojo, though. There's a chance now. Yeah. There's a chance now. Uh-huh. Yeah, there might be a chance we could get the Iconics.
It's true. Who have a podcast now? Go check it out.
They have a podcast. We have a podcast. Like, they could come on ours and we could just talk. And they're drinking again. So now, like, I wouldn't feel bad about busting open a White Claw. I wouldn't feel bad. So, like, hello. Stars are aligning. Who else was released? Sorry, I don't remember.
Joe. Maybe
we can't get Joe. That's too big of a fish. Also, yeah, Joe, Hello, another hot man that's not on our screens.
Chelsea, who we don't want. Oof.
Could we just, like, have her come on and be like, listen, you're not Alex Cooper. Okay, you're not. Honey, no. No. Does Alex know your husband? Does she? Yeah, no, she ain't coming on. And she's like, guys, I'm doing my third episode. I'm like, bitch, we're in our third year. we've been here long before you. We'll be here long after you get bored with this. So we're anything but persistent. We're very persistent people. As you can tell, we are very persistent.
Yes.
Like, who else? I don't know. Maybe we need to get some more guests on here because, like, if our cult shit doesn't work out, like, we need to get some guests.
Yeah.
And we could, I mean, we could have Dave again because that was fun. But, like, still, we want other people. Mm-hmm. We need differing opinions. I mean, you know what? The pinnacle actually would be probably Cody Rhodes, though. But we'd only bait him here, be like, we're real big fans. And then he'd get on here and be like, huh, let's ask the tough questions. Let me look on my page here. But yeah, so we're not going to ask ELP. No.
No.
No. We want people that we have connections with. What's wrong with us? Anyway, guys. Vote in our poll. We're gonna go so Jen can eat, and I'm going to probably watch some more cult stuff.
Ah, send me the Duggar stuff. I will read it.
I will. I will send you a whole dossier.
Okay.
Of Duggar stuff. We'll have to. We can do a meeting. I'll be like, here's what happened. I'll be like, where do you want to? Where do you want to start on this? Because this goes deep.
Oh gosh.
But yeah. I mean, one of them there is a happy ending for one so far. Like, one, there is kind of a happy ending, even though she's a broken individual. So, but you know what? My heart, I love her. Like, she got out. So, so yeah, I will, we'll discuss. We'll look at cults. We could do the Branch Davidians because I've always wanted to go to Waco. So yeah, we'll figure it out, guys. And if there's something else you want to hear from us, like, other than sex, because again, you know, what's going on? Nothing's going on. Let us know.
Yes.
We could talk about Trisha Paytas too.
Who's done remarkably better now?
Trish? We got a lot to talk about on Trish.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I would love one day if we could just have Trish on here because I'd be like, so Dolph Ziggler.
We could tweet her.
I'd be like, girl. I know you've only had. I was like, are there any others? She'd tell us too.
Oh yeah, she wouldn't.
She'd totally tell us. She doesn't care. Like, so Dolph Ziggler, what's the tea? I mean, everybody I've heard, I've been hearing a lot of things that he's like good in bed, but like, I'd never try it. Like, I don't want to try it, but I've heard he's like really fucking good in bed. So I'm kind of like. I'm not going to attempt it, but like, what the fuck? Like, what's happening? I need proof. I need receipts. And Trish is our only source. She'd be like, yeah, totally. But wait, what? You're going to come on our show? Anyway. God damn, that would be hilarious.
Because
now I'm like, Trish, I get you. I totally, but I get Trish now. I don't know. Like, before I was like, God, she's a hot mess, but now I get it. I totally get it now. Anyway, guys, until next week, when who knows, maybe we'll have YouTuber episodes. You go into Shane Dawson, which I'm so torn on.
I'm not.
I have a lot of opinions. But like, part of me wonders if it's a conspiracy, because we could talk conspiracy theories too.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, before anybody says, Nikki, you're crazy conspiracy theorist, I do not believe Sandy Hook was staged. There's some things that just don't add up on other things. And when we go to Dallas for Mania, I'm going to the grassy knoll. That's all I'm saying. You know there's going to be a lot of conspiracy theorists there. Oh my God, Bo Dallas!
Okay, we got to go. I'm hungry.
No, I just remembered. Okay, we got to go. I just thought of something. But
we'll tweet Bo Dallas.
He's not on Twitter.
Oh. Well, tweet Liv.
That's another thing that I have no clue what's going on about. She's like, why are you asking me? I don't know. I kind of just thought you were a thing. She's like, no. Oh, okay. Never mind then. Yeah, that I don't know. Like, and I'm still trying to figure that shit out. Mm-hmm. That's a mind fuck. And that just kind of fell away, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that just kind of disappeared real quick. All right. Anyway, guys, we're going to go go do our lives. So until next week. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.